It's time for A Different Slant with John Flavin, a local forum with opinions, discussions, and ideas about issues that affect our lives right here in Sausalito and Southern Marin. And now, too tall for TV, just right for radio, your host, John Flavin.
Hello, I am your host, John Flavin, and today I'm going to give you a different slant on some questions I have about a letter that appeared in the Sausalito Currents about the rosy condition of Sausalito's municipal finances. At this moment, I have no reason to doubt the figures contained in the letter, but I was startled by some of the numbers tossed about, and hence my questions. At the end of the show, I will summarize the questions you might want to ask as well. The author of the piece was Charlie Francis, the chief financial guy in the city. He wrote the letter to ostensibly clarify some confusion regarding the amount of the city's pension liability. Loyal listeners to this show will remember that in my show 2 weeks ago, I charged the newly elected or re-elected city council members to investigate this pension liability confusion. I didn't ask them to fix the problem, but rather make it understandable to the average citizen. You may have read the series of Marinscope letters to the editor that have been back and forth on the issue of the city's finances, with a range of purported pension liability from $5 million to $40 million and growing. It will sound strange to you, but both numbers may be correct based on the assumptions used. For the moment, I will leave the high finance to others. My questions are basic ones arising from some of the assertions made in Mr. Francis's letter. My first question arose from the statement that the pension side funds total an additional $4.9 million. These side funds were generated a number of years ago when Sausalito's individual pension funds were combined into a larger CalPERS pension pool, and the amount of reserves in the individual funds were found lacking. The city effectively borrowed the money from CalPERS to correct the deficiency in the individual funds, and CalPERS charged interest, and currently charges interest, on the borrowings at 7.75%. My question about all this is simple. Is this $4.9 million in the side funds in addition to the reported $5 million liability? I assume that the answer is yes. So is the total liability $5 million or $9.9 million using the city's assumptions? My second set of questions arose over the proclamation in Mr. Francis's letter that not only do all city employees pay 100% of the employee's share of pension costs, but all employees are paying a portion of the city's share of pension costs. Paying 100% of the employee's share of pension costs was mandated by the Governor's Public Employees Pension Reform Act, so I understand the first part. But the fact that employees are paying a portion of the city's share of pension costs raises two questions. What is the portion of the city's costs the employees are paying? 50%? 1%? What concessions were made to the employees to get them to so pay a portion of the city's costs? I ask this last question for two reasons. In the past, when city employees were obligated to pay towards pensions, their salaries were increased so that their net take-home pay was roughly equivalent. The other reason I ask is that sometimes the concession is much more expensive than it appears. In Stockton a decade or so back, the then city manager traded increased health benefits in the future for immediate reductions in cost of living adjustments. The cost of living savings were minimal, but the increased exposure from the health benefits is one of the primary reasons cited for Stockton's bankruptcy. So what is the full story on why the Sausalito employees agreed to pay towards the city's pension costs? I have great respect for the leaders of the public employees' unions, and I seriously doubt there was a free lunch in these negotiations. My final question, at least for this show, pertains to the alleged $47 million by which the city's assets exceed its liabilities. Let me be clear that in order to reach this figure, Mr. Francis used the $5 million figure for the unfunded actuarial accrued liability, or pension liability. If you are in the $40 million pension liability camp, the net worth drops by $35 million. My questions about this healthy $47 million figure arose after reviewing my own real estate tax bill on my home. If the city truly has this amount of worth, why did I have to pay for the $15 million bond for the public service buildings and for the cost of the installation of the stormwater and sewer lines? And why did the city have to borrow money from the Maddens to pay for the repairs in 2010 to the seawall? So my, and hopefully your questions in a nutshell are, is the city's current pension liability $5 million, $9 million, or $40 million? What did the city give up in return for the employees beginning to pay the portion of the city's pension costs? If the net worth of the city is $47 million, why are the residents funding so many of the municipal costs? Well, that's my show for today. Please join me again as I shed light on the issues and on the characters that shape Sausalito and Southern Marin. Until then, stay slanted.
You've been listening to A Different Slant, and you can hear us again at this time next week, right here on AM 1610. If there's a question you'd like John to address on the show, or if you have a better answer to any of today's issues, send an email to slant@radiosausalito.org. That's the word slant@radiosausalito.org. This broadcast is available as a free podcast subscription on iTunes or anytime at radiosausalito.org. Different Slant theme produced by Paul Simmons and Mark Keller of Loudville Studios in Sausalito. Find them at loudville.tv. Thanks for listening.